VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Wen. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi there, VoiceTuber. I hope you're having a great day. We're talking about cynicism today, a philosophical ideal. You might have heard people calling themselves a cynic, or you call yourself one, because you would really like to go deep into the forest, live on your own, and never come out again. But what does it actually mean? Being a cynic today might mean that you hate the world, but that wasn't all there was to the word. Take a look at our sentence of the day. The original cynics might not have approved of these fresh takes. They believed that their values of rejecting custom and living closely with nature were the only true values. 最原始的犬儒学派可能不会认同这些新的形式。他们相信他们排居习俗、靠近大自然生活的价值观才是唯一真正的价值观。好，那我们先看几个 pronunciation tips。我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 cynic， 所以这边 cynic 的 c 是发 s 的音，然后 y 当作 i 发音，所以就变成 cynic。那我们第二个发音重点是 fresh。那我们最后一个发音重点是 values，A 发长音的 A， 后面的 U 发长音的 U，values。好，那我们再回到我们的句子。The original cynics might not have approved of these fresh takes. They believed that their values of rejecting custom.And living closely with nature were the only true values. 好，那我们现在进入我们的 vocabulary。我们第一个 vocabulary 是 approve。Approve 是一个 verb， 那它的意思就是赞成、同意或是赞许。所以就是，如果你的家长 approve of your boyfriend or girlfriend， 就是他们很认同你的伴侣，对。好，那我们这边可以看到一个例句。Your homeroom teacher needs to approve your leave request before you're allowed to leave the school premise. 你的导师必须核准你申请的假才能离开校园。对，那我们第二个 vocabulary 是 take。Take 是一个名词，那它的意思就是意见、看法或主张。那跟平常它当动词的意思差了很多，对。那我们在这边可以看到一个句子 ：Sam has a very unique take on this topic and contributes vastly to our conversation. Sam 对这主题有个很特别的主张，并对我们的谈话内容有很大的贡献。好，那我们第三个，单字就是 custom， custom 在这边是一个名词，那它的意思是风俗习俗或传统或传统。那这边有个例句 ，It's our custom to leave our shoes outside the door before we come indoors。我们的习俗是在进门前把鞋子留在门外。那 customs 还有。还有另外一个意思就是海关，对，所以你通常在讲海关的时候会讲 customs， 然后会在后面加 s。Right, so are you a cynic in the traditional sense of the word or the modern sense of the word? Here's an interesting song related to our topic.Today, which is I'm Not a Cynic by Alec Benjamin. Definitely give it a listen, it's a solid song. So that's all I have for today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to leave your recordings and comment below on what you think of cynicism, and I'll see you next time. Bye!